Welcome to a new episode of Sophisticated Ignorance. This is episode 4. Like always, you can hit us up at theculture.podomatic.com. You can also search us on the iTunes podcast app at Sophisticated Ignorance Podcast. Shout out to everybody who made us the number 28 comedy podcast in America on Podomatic. Shout out to y'all.
Hey, I know some ways that you can finesse and get up in the rankings too.
All right, we're going to talk about that after recording. You can hit me up at Prince_McFly, drop the Y, add the EI. That's on everything. You can hit my co-host, Fee, up at
Fee_baby on Instagram. That's PHI_baby with a Y.
You can hit up my other co-host, Drew, at
Drewski_the comedian. That's on everything.
Hit up Kobe at
at DJ_Kobe. I'm on Twitter and Snapchat.
That's it. You dropped the album yesterday.
Yeah, dropped the album yesterday. People seem to like it. Hopefully, we'll do a little, do some numbers with it. I really wish I could look at all the like streams and shit in real time, because we just got the numbers back from Tidal from August, so who knows how long it'll be before we know what we actually did. But,
right.
You know, keep streaming it. It's available on all streaming services. All things considered, you can order physical copies from Amazon. They're actually cheaper than the ones that I have. You just gotta wait for shipping.
Alright, so this week on Don't Give a Fuck News, we're gonna start it off with Marshall Mathers dropped the album yesterday.
My shit was better than Marshall's.
Definitely was. I didn't even listen to the Bible.
By far, this might be Marshall's worst album. And it's not, I'm not saying this because I'm not a Marshall fan or anything like that, but I literally sat there and listened to this shit Friday morning. Out of 19 songs, I liked one for real, and then I may have liked another one, I don't know for sure. It's time for Mads to just retire, dog.
My thing with it was, okay, the first song on there, okay, not the Beyonce record, because we already established that's trash, but the next song on the album, the whole song, the beat is actually really good, I like the beat. But it sounded like a 2 Chainz song. It sounded like some shit that 2 Chainz rapped, and then Eminem just went in there and re-rapped it. Like, he trying to be, like, the best version of Dr. Dre that he could be. But that shit just came out all wrong, because the whole album, Eminem's subject matter's not the problem. His beat selection's not the problem. His actual rapping ability's not the problem. It's his fucking delivery. It's the worst delivery in rap right now. That shit is full DiGiorno.
And that, the song you're talking about right now, probably is the only song I liked on there.
And that's because it sounds like a 2 Chainz song.
I heard the one with Ed Sheeran was good.
I mean, I like that type of shit, you know. That's the type of, you know, if you like them pop records, the stadium music type shit, then it was cool.
Yeah, it's going to probably do numbers because it's an Eminem album, whatever.
We definitely going to have the number one album coming into next week.
But man should definitely retire. It's definitely not better than 444. I bet not hear nobody say Eminem is better than Jay-Z no more, because this is proof that he's
definitely... They still gonna say that.
Yeah. Jeezy dropped.
And it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad.
I seen the internet was giving it, like, hell, making it seem like it was the worst Jeezy ever. But it's not. It's the, what it is people still expect that 101 Jeezy. And 101 Jeezy doesn't exist anymore. Yeah. So now every project that comes out that's not 101, they go say it's trash.
Exactly.
But it's not. It's actually a decent album. It's just not.
It's what I expect from Jeezy, to be honest.
Yeah, it's like I don't like the teak that he got though. I didn't expect them from Jeezy, but come on, Jeezy.
White man teak. Who else dropped today? RJ.
A lot of niggas dropped.
RJ, Mr. LA dropped. That project is fire.
Yeah, I listened to part of that.
NERD.
I
didn't listen to none of that.
I've never listened to an NERD album, so I'm probably not gonna listen to this one either. But that song with Kendrick Lamar is fire. I did hear that.
I listened to it earlier.
But Kendrick Lamar verse on that Jeezy song with J. Cole is terrible.
But J. Cole's verse on that song is fire.
Fire, definitely fire.
And I love slandering J. Cole, it's so easy.
Who else dropped? I think that was That's what I listen to.
No, it was a lot of shit that dropped. Fucking Scarface drop, yeah, Slim Thug drop, Boosie drop. What else? It was a lot of shit that dropped yesterday.
Yeah, I ain't listening to none of that shit. I read that Adele was supposed to be on Walk on Water instead of Beyonce.
Mm. Originally? Made it better.
Yeah.
Oh.
It would have been worse.
But she had got sick or some shit like that. So that shit fell through, so they just went with Beyonce.
And then why Jesus?
In other don't give a fuck news, Remy Ma and Azealia Banks had a little beef this weekend, I guess, or last weekend. I don't know. I didn't look in the details of it because I don't really give a fuck about it. What they battling over, who's the most trash female rapper?
I don't think it was an actual battle. I think it was like they was on a like an Instagram video or some shit, like okay, back and forth or whatever it was. But it was like, I guess Azealia was telling her like, yo, like relax on Nicki or whatever, some shit like that. Like some real chill shit, nothing even really serious. Yeah. But Remy went left. All the way left on her. So I ain't defending nobody.
Yeah.
It was unnecessary, honestly.
The man don't care about this bad.
Yeah, she was talking shit about Nicki and everything. But, you know, I feel like Nicki won the battle.
Omarosa got fired this week, or quit.
She's always getting fired.
Depending on, you know, who you ask in this situation.
Niggas ain't gonna never say they got fired.
Definitely not.
I said I got fired when Tom fired me, even though I didn't know I had got fired.
But are you still fired?
Then once I came back, I wasn't even number two, man. I'm the three man now. I just peeped that shit. Be the co-host now. I'm third string.
Maz fall asleep during podcasts and shit.
I work overtime.
And then just walks up and goes. What? To take a nap.
I mean, I had an important phone call.
I mean, I'm going to just stay out of this one because, you know, I'm.
You know what? Y'all.
You don't take your job serious, though.
Your argument is very valid.
You take your job serious.
Based on the facts, it's very valid what y'all said.
It's not even that serious, though. Nigga, please. It don't matter who's the two or three or the four. It don't matter.
Fuck what you're talking about. Tell it to the champs.
Yeah. I'm roasting up. What was her job?
She was like a fucking advisor of some sort, I believe. It's probably just what them on the payroll niggas. You know how okay. They had to clear house.
So they're all on just payroll.
Tax season coming up. They had to make some cuts.
So she would just get some easy ass checks and shit. And then they were just like, all right, we got to get you the fuck on, pretty much.
Right.
I wouldn't even want to work there no more, honestly, because that ship is sinking fast. Like, yeah. She lucky she got out right now, because this hell is only going to get worse next year.
He throwing everybody under. It was a matter of time before she got
here. Yeah, bro, you better get out. Niggas is under investigation daily.
Yeah, like. The Rico effect about to go on.
You do not want to be black when that hammer comes down. This is the best time to get out. Do not be the black guy in the room when that hammer
all
comes down.
All them niggas about to get indicted in about 6 months. So yeah, get the fuck on. What else we got? Okay, it's a doctor overseas. He's being sued for putting his initials on people's organs. So he was like an organ transplant nigga.
Right.
Branding them.
He was branding them.
But how?
It was some type of special tool.
Who told? That's what
this what happened. Somebody went back in for like another surgery, and the doctor saw that my man's initials was branded on a liver or whatever. So he threw it.
So did he give him like complications or?
No.
So like, what's the beef?
They had an interview with a lady who got like a kidney or something. She was like, I don't really give a fuck. You know? Like,
can't even see the shit.
Yeah, I'm still alive.
I didn't even know. So who's suing him? Like the state.
All patients or?
I think, yeah, like the state or something like that.
That's some bullshit. Yeah, my man's ain't do nothing wrong. He kind of did something wrong.
He was on some nut shit, but.
Yeah. I can't even say it was on the other shit.
It was overseas. Oh, it was like in.
How do we know that
they
more
do
doctors
like that
don't
overseas,
do this?
Though.
Like, how do we know that a bunch of doctors don't do this? He's just the only one who got caught.
Oh, they for sure doing it.
This shit ain't even deep. Like, just what are they suing him for? Like, it's a number on it, or they trying to take his license or some shit? He probably rich as fuck.
Like, some ethics shit.
He ain't hurt nobody.
They said he was like the best transplant doctor over there. So.
That's what I'm saying. If I'm the best at anything, I'm putting my name
on
that shit.
Do whatever you want to do.
So, Nemez, Dennis Rodman wants a North Korea versus USA charity basketball game.
Them niggas gonna get washed.
In hopes of settling this beef that United States got with North Korea. No.
You know how disrespectful America is when you play against somebody in a sport.
If it's one thing I know about sports, is that shit don't settle no beef.
Yeah, it make it worse.
It's gonna make it worse because your team is gonna lose and y'all gonna be extra tight.
Like, especially against America.
And where the game gonna be?
It's gonna be in China. But this is the thing. The U.S. team will be composed of U.S. Players from Guam. So it's not even players from our country. Mm. Since Guam is a U.S. territory,
right,
we're using Guam players to play them.
Is that Dennis?
Somebody level the playing field a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's Dennis' idea.
He's probably still going to get washed.
Yeah. I don't know. No
Korean. Who didn't coach?
I don't know.
Pop for like six weeks. Because he get washed.
I don't know no good Korean basketball players.
I can't think of one.
Them niggas never in the Olympics for hooping.
If they is, they don't be there long.
Yeah, this
qualifying round.
Yeah, this gonna make it even worse though.
Yeah, that's. I don't think that's gonna solve nothing, but it'd be the memes would be hilarious.
Hilarious.
Them niggas gonna get washed by 50. The United States gonna get bombed over that shit.
Them niggas gonna still be on the plane while the plane fly past them niggas to come here.
The plane ain't even gonna fly. That bitch gonna be on the runway.
So, rapper XXXVideos.com.
Teasing ass.
Is going back to jail. Well, it's back in jail for violating his parole. The parole of, not violating his parole, violating his bail for his case where he, what was it?
The case he got now?
Yeah.
About old girl.
Allegedly beating up old girl.
Beating the dog shot of his girl multiple times.
Allegedly. Yeah.
And she was,
that nigga beat her ass. Did you read that shit?
I wasn't there.
I read
that
it.
That nigga beat her ass. She gave detail about that shit. About the nigga beating her ass and he's gonna kill the baby in her stomach.
She also said she was lying.
Yeah, she did try to get charges dropped a couple weeks ago.
That don't mean she lying trying to drop the charges.
Was
that
like,
mean,
nah, fam. We not about to drop these
girls
charges.
Girls try to recant the charges all the time. They get over the anger shit. Yeah. They say they don't want to know I'm doing no more. That don't mean the shit didn't happen. That nigga was beating her ass. Because I believe it. Then the Migos beat his ass.
I don't think he beat her ass.
That nigga was beating
Migos
shit
beat his ass.
I don't think she didn't do anything to evoke it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but you think she got her ass beat?
Pretty sure, yeah.
He probably pushed her into some shit, but I don't think he beat her ass.
I think he probably, I don't know, man. He a wild boy, man.
A wild ass nigga. That nigga was beating her ass.
Because she was pregnant at the time, too. So, yeah, he was probably on some nut shit. Well, Maz ain't getting out of jail until the trial. And on top of that, he's facing like 77 years for this shit. He probably ain't going to get 77.
That nigga Florida, he might get 70. You know, he'll give him 7 years time served just on GTA. Don't worry about the other seven. Keep the change.
I ain't wishing jail upon nobody, but,
this is a bad time to go to jail for him, for real. Sean just rapped with his flow on his mixtape. Now he ain't even out here to defend his flow.
He just dropped a EP, a Christmas EP. I ain't gonna listen to that shit, but...
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I probably got time for like two songs of a Triple H Christmas album. I just
had
to hear.
So, this week, Scottie Pippen is back hating on Michael Jordan. Well, I don't even consider it hating. But in the past, he have been hating on Michael Jordan. And this week, he pretty much said that, what did he say? He feels that on the path that LeBron James is going, he's better than Michael Jordan.
I mean, how is that hating, though?
Opinion. Everybody else is making
it,
you know.
See, all right, when we look at it like this, like when we say Michael Jordan's the best, like how we determining that? Because the only legit way to do it is by the numbers. That's the only definite way to decide who's best is do it by the numbers.
Right, because they can't play each other and they cry.
So, I mean, we could throw all these theories or what if he did this with this guy and they played these people. We can do that all day. That shit don't prove nothing. But the only way we can definitely say who's better, who's worse, is go by the numbers. If we go by the numbers, and nigga Scotty not lying.
Definitely not lying.
See, if we go by the numbers, see, it's hard to go by the numbers because at this point, LeBron James has played 15 years.
Agreed.
Michael Jordan's whole career was 13 seasons.
So, I mean, stop it at 13.
So, we cut off at 13 and see.
If we stop it at 13,
it's still clear, not right.
Michael Jordan is the better player.
Over 13 seasons?
Well, I mean, consider it, we have to do an equation with their prime.
And, like, we got to consider that LeBron James came in at 18 and Michael Jordan came in at, you know, 21.
I mean, I agree with all of that. Like, you got to factor all that shit in. But I just figured, like...
But I think over the... But this is not the first time Scottie Pippen did or said something like this. I just think, like, for some reason over the years, there's been a rift between the two. I don't know for what. I don't know, like, the reasoning over it. Maybe because, like, people just look at him as the, he's the sidekick of the, you know, right, the tandem.
He would never be the, you know what I'm saying, the lead. He always was the Kyrie Irving under LeBron. He ain't leave to go do his own thing while Jordan was still playing.
I mean, Scottie went to the Blazers.
Wasn't Jordan done, though?
He came back for the 2 years for Washington. He was balling for an old nigga.
I don't know, man. I don't think... I think Scottie got some points to what he's saying.
I do, too.
When it's all said and done...
Jordan a better scorer, but I think LeBron a better player overall.
I don't think so. I think Michael Jordan was a better defender than LeBron.
But for how long?
What you mean?
That, like, his whole career he was?
Yeah. A one-on-one defender meets one-on-one on you as a defender. I think Michael Jordan was a better defender. I think LeBron James defensively might have Michael Jordan. It's his athleticism, being able to, like, chase down blocks and shit like that. LeBron got him on that.
But I think you could credit a lot of that, them blocks, them chase down blocks, to his size.
Yeah.
He get down the floor faster than his. His stride is bigger. His arm is longer than
He a big, fast nigga, yeah. But I think dominance of the sport, I think Michael Jordan has it over LeBron.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
We'll see. Yeah. I feel like Brown ain't got too many more seasons left.
I don't know, man. This is 15th year. This nigga playing like he's a rookie.
I was just about to say, that nigga been playing
more. I got like 6 seasons.
I don't think LeBron James is going to retire because he's washed. I think he's going to retire because of his kids. He seemed like one of them niggas who would be like, you know what, I want to see my kids in high school type of shit. I want to see my kids grow up.
He got a kid in middle school, though, don't he?
He gonna win a couple more rings.
He's gonna focus on there.
Mm-hmm. Win a couple more rings. That's and then the just fade out.
He's not gonna win a couple more rings.
He's gonna win a couple more.
And he has the school, so maybe he wants to play a bigger
role.
He gonna leave while he's young.
Yeah. He might have.
I think he's gonna play like 5-6 more.
3 more years.
3?
He's 35 now.
He's not gonna Kobe Bryant that shit.
No. Kobe would have kept playing. Kobe body.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he ain't gonna play till his body failing, but he feel like his body is top shape. Yeah. Like, LeBron didn't really
face no
real serious injuries, so not to his, like, lower half.
It's gonna
half
be a family like situation to where he'd be like, or...
So something personal? Yeah, like, nothing.
I don't want to do this shit no more. I don't have nothing. Pretty much. Because at this point, you could tell LeBron's like, I don't got shit else to prove. I got my rings. I got Cleveland the ring. What else is there for me to do? I'm gonna keep trying to kill myself to beat these super teams. TK signed a record deal in jail. Despite all the reports that happened this week, he is not out of jail because they not letting this nigga out of jail. He's not on 5 years probation. He's not on 8 years probation. He's still facing 2 capital murder charges and a fucking aggravated robbery, I think it was. Whatever it was. So, yeah. He signed to 88 Records or some shit like that. Some type of independent record label.
I don't know, man. I ain't really trying to sign no nigga that's in jail
without the
and still facing capital murder charges. Like, man, I don't know. I don't know if that's a solid business investment.
I think on his end, he probably did it because I got to get this money for him.
I mean, I know why he did it. I don't understand why
the record label did it.
Like, what are y'all gaining?
Because I think
maybe it's the
Because the race, homies, at this point, done
ran. Yeah, the race is, that shit is about done. Yeah. Well, that shit is done from where I'm sitting. Yeah. But.
Right.
They tried to, they dropped the remix of 21 Savage this week and some other nigga, but that's not going to pick, have to pick back up. Only way it pick back up is then they get out of jail. Yeah, I don't know. And you know.
They must know something we don't.
Hey. With these two capital murder charges, he is facing the death penalty.
I don't think they need the death penalty. Even if he, you know, guilty charge.
Yeah, they give him life without parole.
But I do think Young Dog is cooked, but I'm not wishing jail on nobody. That's a fucked up place. Nelly rape case is thrown out.
Because Nelly don't rape people.
And he's planning on suing the lady who...
Who tried to say he did. Yeah.
As he should. I don't know what he's going to get from the case, but, you know, I would sue
definitely too. Fuck up his image for a little bit.
Yeah, like, because that's how you should stick. Little, even once they be like, all right, nah, girl. He ain't do it.
The video with the little girl, and he had brought her on stage, and he was rubbing her
and shit. Yeah, but he was on some Wild Boy shit doing that shit, though. Like, you should probably not do that.
Now. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The rape shit came right around that same time when he was like, Nelly acting weird. And then the rape shit hit.
But I knew from the beginning, like, Nelly wasn't out here raping bitches, though. Because he's fucking Nelly.
You can't rape a bitch with a bandana on your eyes. She gonna remember who you was.
That nigga strong as fuck, like, bro. If I feel like if Nelly rape you, like, you get top notch rape. Cause this nigga strong as fuck. He a little nigga. He low to the ground. You not finna struggle this nigga.
Kobe Lowkey wanted to get raped by Nelly, and he admitting that shit right now. He subliminally dreamed about it.
That's why this nigga got fired. On that shit.
Future.
Next nigga bring it up, I'm getting shot.
It's a wrap.
Future settled his lawsuit with Rocco. Rocco was suing him for $10 million for unpaid royalties. They settled in court for seven.
$7 million?
Yeah.
Ain't they cousins? Like first cousin and shit?
I mean, shit, if your cousin owe you $10 million, what you gonna do?
Thanks, fighting to get Thanksgiving, probably.
I ain't gonna get you up 10 million. Right. I feel you. That nigga gonna get you to 10.
Yeah, like, he owed that shit, you feel me?
Yeah.
It's money at the end of the day. Yeah. You know what you're getting into when you get to what?
And he never even said business, he didn't know him.
All that is thrown out.
He just was talking shit. Was like, damn, you really went down to there to them folks and filed them papers on me, you know what I'm saying? Like, laugh like you a hoe ass nigga.
But if you ain't paying me my money, though.
You
he never, he never even said, I don't owe you the money.
Snapchat with a million in cash in the studio calling niggas on the money phone.
Like, right.
You got to give me something.
But he never said he didn't owe him, though, so like, he knew he owed him.
You made $30 million last year, bro.
Yeah, a seven ain't going, you ain't going to notice that missing.
Yeah. I ain't going to lie, if I made 30 and you guys for 10, I'm noticing. I'm be like, listen, bro.
Like, that's a third. That's a whole third.
But, like, once again, like, this could have been handled out of court, you know? Y'all both, you could have been.
Could he just pay him? Yeah. Or set up some payments?
So, I'm sure they family. That's what he said, that they was his cousin.
They probably are cousins or something.
I mean, well, he probably figured if he take it to court, I ain't got to give him this whole 10. That's what it was. He knew he owed him the 10, so he was like, I ain't really trying to break him off 10. We go to court.
So we can meet in the middle.
Yeah, we can meet in the middle. It's like when you sue somebody, you sue them for $100 million. You ain't getting $100 million.
You got to go high.
Yeah, but you probably settle out for like 6. I'll take 6.
So, there's reports that Tidal is supposedly running out of money and has only 6 months of, will be around, you know, got enough money for about 6 more months. Six months.
You niggas better gain my, back of my mind, cheese. I know that much.
I don't know. Like, it's, since the beginning of when Tidal them dropped, they always got these type of reports about them. Yeah. They did say he done lost about, over like the first 2 years of owning it, done lost a number of like $50 million or something like that. But people don't say shit like fucking Spotify lost $350 million last year. You feel me?
Right.
So.
They make money, he the only one taking losses.
I mean, $350 as opposed to $50. Which you would rather
be. Right.
Earlier in the year, they signed the, they sold like 30% of it to Sprint for $200 million. Me personally, I don't think Tidal going through anything. 6 months from now, they're still going to be around.
I mean, even if they're going through some type of like money thing, I don't think it's to the point where
this is going to shut down.
Yeah, it shouldn't shut down.
Yeah, they're early in their startup. Like,
yeah, like they still like people forget they only been around like 2 years now. It's not even like
they and Tidal pretty much said they projected to start balancing out and being in a positive until next year. So
yeah. I feel like they're the best streaming service anyway. Yeah, they got the best content.
Tidal facts. So yeah, I think these just reports, you know, being spewed out there by the white man.
You know,
maybe making it look bad, dirty politics.
The Tidal doing straight. They got to be doing all right because they was giving out them 6 months free cars at the concert. So them niggas, they can't be giving away 6 months of shit for free.
They only got
6 months. You feel me?
Right.
They up.
They had shut down 6 months. They'd have been giving you.
Is it a coincidence?
After 6 months, you get for free. Them cards be valid. They gonna be shut down. That's what I give at my concert. Like in 6 months, you get shit for free. Just pay for these next six, and then you get the next six for free.
Man, shit, I'm on somebody else's shit.
Be out of there,
bet. I don't think they remember I'm on it. I ain't gonna go to spot it. You know.
Thank you.
That's real. Triple B. LiAngelo and LaMelo both have signed over to a foreign basketball team in Lithuania.
Okay.
This makes LaMelo the youngest player from the United States to play professional basketball.
Was he 15?
16.
So they play for the same team?
Yeah.
That's cool because when they hit him with them overseas flavor files, he gonna need his brother to step in.
I think it's sweet that his dad's able to step away from the American norm, you know what I'm saying, and do it different. Like, his kids aren't going through the school education system. He's able to focus on what he wants his kids to focus on. That's different parenting, but I support him. I'm cool with that.
But I think he got an angle that a lot of people don't have. Like, a lot of people, they make their kids go to school so they can go play in the NBA.
Right.
So people they can get some money to help the family or for whatever reason. Them niggas set already.
Yeah.
None of them play basketball, they still rich as fuck already.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? My man's already in L.A. doing what he doing, so we don't even really got to follow the rules on anything else. I could take y'all out of school. You ain't got to go to UCLA. What can UCLA do for you? You got the biggest name in basketball right now.
Right. Very true.
You ain't going there for academics. Yeah. Everybody know that.
Did they say the Lithuanian coaches or the owners of the team said some shit? They told the brothers that they should tell their daddy they should tell Donald Trump thank you or some shit?
No, that was
their brother out of jail?
It was another team.
Okay. I'm about to ask the team they didn't go to, right?
Yeah. So, anyway, everybody who played basketball goal is to go professional. LaMelo, he's the youngest professional basketball player at his age. LiAngelo, who probably wasn't going to get no clock at UCLA, was suspended indefinitely, so he didn't know when he was going to play.
But he said that he could have went to any other school and still played, though. So, I don't know. The NCAA is weird anyway. You got to think of how much money he was going to make UCLA and not get none of it.
So
that's another reason why it makes sense to pull him out of school.
Like, these schools, these high schools and these colleges, they make billions of dollars off these players for, what, a free education?
Right.
And most of these niggas leave after a year.
All types of the basketball teams. Because I know at Northern, we used to get, like, fucking sponsorships like from Nike and shit from back when they won championships in 2002 and shit like that. So if y'all got the Ball Brothers on y'all team, I know y'all getting crazy sponsorship and all types of free shit from these companies just so y'all are aware.
It's more of a perk.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, with them doing this, they could still enter the draft.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, this gives LiAngelo, who I think is the worst one out of the three, time, you know, to build his game up.
Yeah, I think he was probably end up overseas.
Yeah. And then LaMelo, he only 16, so he still got a few years, you know, before he ready for the NBA and still entering the draft. So, at the end of the day, I think people just talking.
He gonna be a monster once he old enough, because you gotta think, now he ain't playing these high school games no more. He about to go play professional ball, man, as a child. So by the time he is an adult, he been hooping with these niggas already. So he 5 years into this shit by the time he even get to the NBA. Okay.
So this shit
gonna
work
it's like
out.
Like basketball college.
He gonna fuck his brother up once he gets to the league. You better hope he a double Laker.
Like LeVar said, man, Triple B never losing, right? And it's gonna open up a market over another market overseas for him, for Triple B. Yeah.
It's all good moves, I think.
I looked at them niggas' reality show, Facebook, and it's like looking at that shit. It's like, how can you not like these niggas? That nigga LeVar is a funny nigga, though. And like, they mom had a stroke or something, and like, he takes care of her by himself.
He a real man. Yeah. Like, I have to check that out.
So, the murder of Chink's Drugs was caught this week after being gone for 2 years. Well, being on the run for 2 years. And they pretty much saying, like, he ended up murdering Chink's over a 6-year dispute, pretty much. They had beef in jail or some shit like that, because he was a rapper, too. So, they supposedly had beef in jail, got in a fight, boom, boom, niggas got out. So, so when Chink started getting recognition and shit from Fresh Montana and all that shit, he pretty much was a hating ass nigga. So, the night of the what's-her-name, they figured out where he was performing at, and they said once he stopped at the light, they let off in the nigga car and killed him instantly.
Yeah, that shit wild. I really ain't got too much.
Yeah,
that shit. You really a hater, my guy?
Like, cause his rap career, you know, went off and yours didn't.
What is his rap name? Like, what do he got music or some shit? Like, is he at least dope?
No. No. He's one of them niggas who didn't make it. Dog. Fuck, I had what his rap name was, too. It was some bullshit.
I knew it was some bullshit. It had to be some bullshit.
So, topic number one is, Feet, let's go with yours first.
Okay, so you guys know this, past Thursday they voted on the net neutrality thing. And so pretty much a 3-2 vote, they're going to repeal this.
So it was 5 people in the room and they had to vote?
5 people that vote, yeah.
How do 5 people need to decide this?
Right.
This is a government.
Like, this is the goofiest shit in the world. Like, this shit affects hundreds of million people, yeah. But 5 niggas get to decide.
Well, they're going to get sued. The FCC is actually, they're trying to sue them. There's a whole bunch of states that's saying we're not revoking this law. You know what I'm saying? The state attorney from New York, I think he's the one that's starting the lawsuit. Pretty much what they did is they completely just, like, looked over. They got to go through a process, and they didn't consider, like, the people's, like, opinions and comments on it.
Yeah.
And so Michigan's not on the list. So, well, that's that. But pretty much, you know, they're going to try to charge more for faster speeds. Now they can play favoritism. They can pretty much create slow lanes, fast lanes, depending on how much you're paying. It's fucked up. But
I feel like they already got that,
though. Right.
But the thing is, they do it in other countries. But here, they're trying to say, oh, well, it's going to be a free network now. Like, that's how it's supposed to be ran. Like, we shouldn't have all these laws and regulations on the internet. But at the end of the day, they're taking our rights every day, left and right. The simplest things.
What laws and regulations on the internet, though? Because the internet is already wild.
Yeah, that's fucked.
I mean, I guess it starts for, like, okay.
You literally look up anything. And somebody didn't put that shit on the internet. Like, somebody was like, the world needs to see this. And they end up believing
shit that nobody should be.
Right.
Like, everything is on the internet.
Yeah, but it's about to get locked down. But it's kind of fucked up, though.
But I was, like, reading a little bit into it. Even with, like, say, like, this vote that went through, even with that, and nobody does anything, it still takes, like, 6 months to a year for anything to go to be put in place for them to fuck with our internet. But, like, that shit is fucked up. Like, with that shit, like, Twitter and shit could start charging you for using their services and shit like that.
I mean, Podomatic could start charging us for the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of do.
Well, even more, we'll say that. Porn, y'all, they're going to start charging us, and we're going to be weirdos.
ain't paying for
it. We're gonna be weirdos.
I got a pretty extensive warrant collection.
All the DMs. Let me see some.
Start watching your old flicks. Like, damn. It's gonna be.
Man. Niggas gonna start buying goddamn magazines and literature.
They do this shit charging people really just gonna force people to get off the internet more, which might end up
being actually good. Yeah. But you gotta also think that shit's everything's copied.
Niggas don't know what the fuck to do with theyself when they ain't on the internet no more.
Or what it's gonna do is some company gonna see how everybody charging and people drop it off them sites. They're like, our shit's still free, and that's gonna be the new social media. Everybody gonna be next year in a year.
Like, finally gonna
pop back up.
Them niggas actually is around, but that shit
ain't
costs.
Never nowhere.
Yeah, but it costs to be on there now.
Hey, you gotta be at least 39.
Yeah. I'm not paying to see none of these old bitches on here.
I pay to see them old bitches, because that's what I need. I can't fuck with them where young.
Speaking of old bitches.
Sign up for Black Planet.
Speaking of old bitches, I got caught in a discussion on Facebook this week about the best porn videos, or the porn flicks.
Yeah.
And
I looked at that and I was like, there's 85 comments on here. Y'all niggas know the titles of the porn y'all watch? Like, the fuck tip y'all be on? Y'all go back and watch it again for the replay value. Y'all niggas just don't go to the category and find the best one. Like, what? I don't know the name of the best porn I ever watched. Nigga. I didn't watch it for that long. You know how it ended.
You weren't watching it for the name of it.
Right. Nah, they were naming them by the actual
they
porn
was
star.
Naming it the actual porn stars. The
stars, okay.
Yeah.
I don't even know these hoes' names. I don't even watch porn with more than 10,000 views on it. That's too many bodies.
I know. They'll be like that.
I know who Tiana Trump is, so I voted for her.
I had a role with the old head, Roxy Reynolds.
She fired too.
She's definitely fired, but she's been around since Pinky days.
I think she retired though.
I seen a recent flip.
I'm telling you, I went on her Instagram. That shit said retired porn star.
Retired. What that means? She just.
What makes a porn star come out of retirement?
Money for dick.
I don't know. Probably money. You probably get offered more money after you don't retire.
Like, what's the going rate though?
Ooh, you gotta be if you're gonna be yeah. You gotta charge that. I'm coming out of retirement for this?
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, so what was the...
Like 400.
What was the general... Like who...
Nigga, it was... Everybody had different names. But Tiana Trump got a lot of votes. Cherokee. Pinky.
You saw...
Skin Diamond.
Dior.
Skin Diamond. Yeah, Beauty
Sky
Dior.
Sky Black. What was it? Sky Black?
Sky, yeah. You know. I can't
take none of these hoes' names. It don't even matter.
Do you guys watch white porn?
Yeah.
Like, what you mean, like white porn?
Like white girls.
I like old white bitches.
And white dudes.
Like Louisiana.
White dudes hit a black girl. Or
I don't really like.
I'm gonna show you.
I don't really like porns with guys in.
I get that. I can't watch Pink Meat. Yeah, that's weird.
When I sound get on them spank bang,
So one time, I have a story to share about porn. One time, Tony and I were at dinner. At Red Lobster, y'all, eating cheddar biscuits. I'm not sure if it was Shrimp Fest or Lobster Fest, but...
No, it was just like a regular day.
Regular old day.
Just regular.
We're sitting across from each other, and he was showing me something on my phone, because I'm not as tech savvy as I look, but I gave it to him, and he goes to my web browser. Never, ever open your web browser in public. And definitely don't let someone else open your web browser. Tom, please tell them what was on my web browser.
So I clicked, because I'm about to find whatever I needed to find for, and I found something. What was it? It was like a two nigga threesome or something like that.
Oh, shit. It couldn't have been because I don't like that.
I'm telling
That's
you,
gay.
It was something like that.
But it definitely had to be threesome. But.
That shit was funny.
He looked at me, y'all. All I could do was just give him that big shout stare, like, I was done. I had no words.
Hey, why girls like watching porn with a bunch of niggas fucking one girl? Like, what's the tip?
I don't like it, but I can only imagine, like, that gotta be their promiscuous side. You know what I'm saying? Damn, I want to get ran,
so
or I
want
to get. So females, that's their fantasy to get a train ran.
That's the thing about fantasies, y'all. Like, even though people say it's taboo, if it's your fantasy, that's your fantasy. You know what I'm saying? There's no right or wrong when it comes to what your body wants and you want.
Niggas be getting
and
mad
pleasure.
Attitude and they present a train.
Hey, I'm not saying it's mine, but
it's the presentation. It's all about the presentation. I don't know how you present a train to a bitch, but
you don't. You don't.
You definitely do. You definitely do.
Is it be happening?
I don't know, man.
So do y'all just come in and out the room, or everybody's in the room?
I'm going to go on record. I've never ran a train on anybody.
Me neither.
I've never got a train ran on.
I ain't been right in the room, but I ain't mess with her on the 100.
I got standards.
That shit just...
Yeah, shit weird as fuck.
Yeah, because like, I ain't fuck with that shit.
Even if it's weird, I mean...
My nigga was kissing the bitch and everything.
Oh.
Like, yeah, he definitely can't.
You know, she was sucking up everybody in that bitch. And he was like, I'm drunk as fuck. You drinking? But he's trying to grab her face and she was like, no!
Come here, bitch.
Thank God.
You really living.
That nigga was like, fuck the bitch sexy and shit, yeah. Fuck it. Cause that nigga gotta leave. Like, how you get ejected from the train, cuz? Like, nigga, you gotta go, cuz.
Oh, this nigga wild. This nigga smoke shit.
That nigga walked into her car and everything at the end of the night. He for sure probably.
And then kissed her again.
That shit was terrible. And it was some ratchet fucking with her.
I mean, at least everybody had fun. You know? It was a good night.
On Sunday, Seahawks player Quentin Jefferson was ejected out of the football game. And as he's walking, about to walk through a tunnel, Jacksonville Jaguar fans start throwing pops and beers and shit at him. So that nigga kind of attempted to hop in the crowd.
Yeah, with somebody grabbing him, like trying to calm him down.
So like, like, a lot of reporters and shit like that saying, like, he went overboard and shit like that. But you got to realize, like, these niggas still is regular people.
Human
even
beings. And it's against the rules of the stadium to throw shit
right
out of the stands. So all of them fans should have been ejected right along with him.
So, nigga, so if you I got the right to hop in this stand and beat your ass, bro.
And if I'm getting ejected, it ain't like I'm going for halftime. I'm getting ejected, so yeah. I'm pissed. I'm mad already. Yeah. This ain't no fucking timeout break where I'm going to the fucking locker room. I'm pissed already, y'all throwing shit.
Like, what I want to talk about on the topic for this is, like, people got to realize, like, well, fans of certain sports, like, you can't just be talking to these players just random, like, reckless and shit, and be surprised when they react to the shit. Like, just because this nigga got a $100 million contract, don't mean he got to chill. From you talking shit to this nigga.
Right.
Like, I understand
him, he just...
Like, I understand certain shit, like, alright, that nigga might be going overboard. But, like, you can't be talking about niggas' families, calling them bitches and shit like that, and expect the nigga to be like, I'm professional, I'm still gonna walk to the back. Right. Everybody not LeBron James.
People got their
That's
limits.
Why they say you sell your soul, you sign a contract.
LeBron James even had his little moment when he told LeVar Ball, right? Like, don't mention my son no more, mm-hmm. or some shit. He was even on the verge, though.
Yeah, so, like, nigga, you throw a fucking beer at me? I don't give a fuck. I'm hopping on the stands. I'm smacking the shit out of you.
That shit would have been brutal, too. Yeah, yeah. Just like that melee at the palace.
Nah, this shit would have been worse because this nigga got them pads on.
And this nigga was like 300 pounds, so he would have been knocking out niggas.
As soon as he jump in the fucking stands and hit the first three, four, five people.
He ain't even going to have to hit nobody just jumping up there. Right. Somebody's
going to take. He going to take a good five, six people out. Mm-hmm. They gonna grab him quick. They going to have to grab him because he's going to get your ass dropped.
So, yeah, like, niggas got to... know, chill on what they be trying to say to these athletes and celebrities and shit like that. Cause that check ain't gonna save your ass when they get the media beating the shit out you.
Right.
And that little lawsuit money, a lot of times they don't really give a fuck about that shit. Like, right. When Ye beat the shit out of that paparazzi nigga for calling Kim a nigger lover. You ain't give a fuck, you gotta pay this nigga 100 racks.
100,000 ain't nothing.
Ain't nothing.
To hit your ass with that shit you said.
Your brakes just got adjusted for that 100 racks, boy. So, last topic. I was on, earlier this week, India pretty much said anybody who's a pedophile in India and you get charged with it, you get the death penalty off top.
Don't seem too outrageous.
No. So, like, literally, like, the day after this shit, I'm on the internet, and it's a nigga. He got, this is a whole documentary type shit. This nigga saying, like, he's admitting to being a pedophile, but he never touched a child before. So, like, his whole goal in life right now is to make it, like,
like, it's levels to the shit.
It's pretty much, like, just, it's a lot of us that was pedophiles, but
we don't touch. He said he never harmed anybody or some shit.
We don't touch kids. We just, that's our, you know.
Like, there's a cult of them.
Yeah.
Like, they like what they like, but they don't act on it.
This the thing. If any of them niggas had the op at a little boy's booty hole, them niggas is jumping head first into that shit. Right. So stop playing with me.
Like, bro, like, you niggas is wildin', bro. Like, y'all are mitten to liking little kids, and you don't feel there's nothing wrong with it?
So they just look at little kids from the distance and get off?
Hell yeah.
Like, bro, that shit is probably worse. Like,
my nigga.
You're not even, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You really crazy.
And he, like, he walked in his crib and, like, some, he had some paintings from, like, his nieces and shit and, like, next door neighbors. And they was like, wouldn't their parents be weird because you admitting that you a pedophile? They was like, no, they know I ain't going to touch a child.
Right. So.
But you just sexualize.
Undressing them with your eyes.
Kids. Like, get the fuck out of here, you weird ass creep.
Bro, like, and they like trying to get laws with this shit. Like how lesbians and shit like that got they, like, no, my nigga.
That ain't gonna stop niggas from catching
pedophile laws.
Yeah, like, right? Bro, niggas gotta.
Niggas want a parade, that's what it is. Niggas just want a parade. They don't really want rights, they just want a parade.
Bro,
parades is lit.
If it's a pedophile parade, that bitch is getting aired the
it's
fuck out.
It's for show getting aired. Somebody, some victim or some shit gonna be like, I've been waiting for my moment.
Is on the way.
Niggas gonna be like, I always wanted to kill a bunch of pedophiles
like,
at once.
Niggas is gonna go to that bitch just to beat up
for
pedophiles.
For real, cuz. Like, I always wanted to fight a kill a bunch of pedophiles. Like, it's a whole bunch of them in one area. Bro. Blow that shit
that
the
shit
fuck up.
Coming. That shit's coming. Them niggas gonna be the motherfucking. They already calling them pedosexuals. Goddamn. The niggas about to get rice and the fucking parade, and they gonna get one of them little breast cancer ribbons. But I don't know what color it is. It's gonna be brown, probably.
Nah, that's terrible.
But, so,
y'all niggas is like, niggas is just, in 2017, niggas is wilding at a level.
It's like a motherfucker. This shit would not have happened when we was little, cuz.
Bro,
hey, we wouldn't even have had a conversation about it.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what if people who like little kids, little boys, little girls and shit, what if they start having rights and shit? Niggas be like, get your bitch ass.
Hold on.
Like, no, because they human still. They human.
We ain't touching them, though. We just fantasize about them and shit like that.
Oh, well, that's different.
Niggas be like, get this weird ass nigga out of here. Because, like, no, because in the future, shit gonna be like this. 5, 6 years ago, 10 years ago, niggas be like, get the fuck out.
And this nigga pretty much was like, I'm still a virgin because I tried to have sex with a grown lady, but I like fucking kids. So I couldn't have sex with her. Like, bro.
Michael Jackson was just ahead of his time. That's all it was.
Yeah.
Don't hit him, my nigga. Mike ain't touch nobody, cuz.
I personally don't think Mike touched no kids either.
I wouldn't have.
Hey.
Would you let your kids stay?
This nigga.
He ain't touching. Would you let your kids stay?
And the nigga, he looked like he was a perfect description of what a fucking pedophile
and
is.
And he had a van.
And this nigga had a fucking fake arm. Like a hook on that bitch. Like, bro, you're the fucking perfect example of what a pedophile is, my nigga. You don't even
the face like, of pedophilia.
He like a kid's nightmare.
Yeah.
There's this guy in a van, he had one arm and a claw. Like, that should sound like the beginning of Law and Order, though. Don't it?
The new It.
Hey, bro, if y'all don't get y'all creep asses the fuck up out of here, though.
Hey. Trying to normalize everything.
Them niggas, people like that crazy. Like that nigga that was in that video, he actually crazy because he believed that shit that he owned is normal.
Like that nigga had a whole timeline of when he started liking little kids and shit like that and all that. So I'm like, dog, this nigga wild.
And nobody thought that was crazy. He was a normal dude. Like, yeah, he keeps a journal of all the kids that he traumatizes about
kids that he looked
in his
today.
Room under the mattress next to the lotion.
But he ain't touch them though. Like,
but he's got their name. He's got pictures.
I'll beat that nigga ass. Cause
you gotta be on, man.
You got to. look at that journal. I'm like, she had blue pants and a white shirt like my daughter wore that one time before. Just fight that nigga. Like, she wore that shit 8 years ago when she was first born. I'm like, I know she had it on at some point. I don't know when he saw her. Could have been any day now.
You know my daughter?
Right. She loved blue pants and white shirts.
Yeah, you gotta
beat that nigga ass.
So, this week, real nigga of the year, real nigga of the week, is former New York Giants wide receiver Victor Cruz, who at one point in time had over 200 side chicks.
Allegedly.
And,
there's a lot of good morning takes.
Definitely.
It's a lot of fucking irritations and arguments, too.
So, this is the crazy part. This is because, right now, he's dating Carucci.
Nice.
Shout out to Carucci.
Winning.
But, son is still engaged to his baby mama, who is also his agent.
We can't shout out Carucci for that.
Listen. I don't knock nobody hustle.
Damn.
Hey.
He the man.
His agent might have told me it was a good PR move. She might be down like that.
He got all the time because he ain't on no team right now.
Hey, I ain't.
Live your life. Live your life.
Hey. I got time to be fucking Carucci.
Where did she come from? Like, I understand, like, she was like Chris Brown. Like, where did you find this man? Chris, where you was at where you just bumped into this?
You seen that new little white chick or white looking chick you got now?
I think she's Asian.
Yeah.
From Taiwan.
Oh, okay.
Like a pop star.
Yeah, she's like the biggest star over there or something like that. You know, when you go to California, shit different over there.
No, hold on. California.
So, do we got any Instagram shout outs this week?
I got some new followers since my shit came out. Let me see what my new followers are talking about. Shit, my phone about to die.
I be seeing these hoes all week and then I forget about them when the time come. No, I'm not giving her a shout out.
Are we doing the baddest female right now or just anybody?
It don't matter. Shout out to Joe Button. He just had his second baby with CN Santana, fine ass.
If a nigga hating, call him Joe Button.
Yeah, I seen that. In the beginning of it, I thought that was really him in that video. Until I heard what he was saying.
Joe Button, the most important figure in hip hop right now.
No, he not. Terrence Howard is.
I'm going to give a shout out to Bernice Burgos.
What she do?
You know, she a former bottle.
No, I mean, like, what did she do to earn the shout out?
Oh, just because. The ass be out every day. I follow her on Snapchat.
I ain't follow on Snapchat. Some people I can't follow on Snapchat. I be knowing my limits.
Okay, I'm gonna shout out this guy named Young Jake. He makes like portraits of people with emojis, and I think it's so dope.
Player. Oh, yeah, this shit fire.
Oh, yeah, this shit out of color.
This Bernice Burgos.
Oh, I know. T.I. Chick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dog be off the shit, but this shit cold.
That's it?
Yeah, I ain't got nobody interested on my Snapchat. I don't need to be out here enough to know what's going on.
Alright, so that's episode 4. Like always, you can find the podcast at theculture.podomatic.com. You can also search us on the iTunes podcast app at Sophisticated Ignorant Podcast. You can follow me at Prince_McFly. Drop the Y at the EI. You can hit up Fee at
PHI_BABY Fee3. Only on Instagram, though.
You can hit up Drew at
Drewski_TheComedian. That's on everything.
You can hit Kobe up at
DJ_Kobe. I'm on Twitter and Snapchat. And make sure you get All Things Considered. We on all streaming services. You can purchase physical copies from Amazon. I got physical copies on me as well. So, you know, the one from Amazon is cheaper. Yeah, if that means anything to you.
Well, congrats, Kobe. It was a nice project.
Appreciate it.
Nicely produced.
Very dope. But yeah, that's it. That's the episode. We out.